Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Among the topics you and Jordana discuss, Amazon going 5 days a week. We'll get to that later in the show. There are many reasons to debate this. I missed this until I saw Nick Halter tweet about an hour ago. The Forum office buildings, they were sold in 2019, Adam Carter, for $73.7 million. They were sold last week for $6.5 million. Ouch! Once again, sold in 2019 for $73.7 million 5 years later. $6.5 million. I'm glad the three of us were not a part of the group.
I think now's the time to get in on those office towers. If you're in the market,
oh my God,
pounce now.
Should we call Jacob Fry and see how he wants to defend this one? Wow. That is...
Well, you've heard the story about how the one across the street, they're talking about tearing it down, right?
I have heard that. That's a gorgeous building.
And what is it?
What are they going to put instead?
25 years old? 30 years old, maybe?
Maybe, right? Have you heard what they would put instead? How about a giant new WCCO radio right next door?
I'm all for it.
I would love for us to go into one of these newish buildings where they're looking for tenants, and we pay a little, but also they get WCCO radio.
Yeah.
Right? Because I still would like to stay downtown. You still would like to, unless it would be like a block from me in Rosemount.
Apple Valley would be cool, but short of that.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to be in a building with a, you know, a parking ramp underneath where we'd get a few spots. That'd be nice.
Be nice to be in a building where it wasn't 97 degrees yesterday.
You know? Correct.
But
or like 30 degrees.
Yeah. Tomorrow it might be 30 degrees. This transformation and how it works or doesn't work in downtowns all across America and probably the globe is going to be fascinating to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's going to work.
I don't either.
Right? You know, you can sit there and say, well, we're going to turn a lot of these into residential areas. Well, some of them don't have the plumbing to make that work at all.
Right.
You sort of, if you have a condo or an apartment, you'd like to have a bathroom.
Go back to communal bathrooms.
Dave,
you got to go down to the first floor
and wait for it to shower.
With your shower caddy, you know, like waiting.
Dave, you pay, I don't know, $400,000 for the new condo.
Like the old dorm rooms?
Yes. Mm-hmm. One problem, you don't have a bathroom.
Yeah, you just get your shower shoes. Outhouse and a hose, I'm fine.
Get a bucket.
It's fine. Location. You can't beat the location.
Right? How many people have shower shoes? Do you have shower shoes at the house?
I don't have shower shoes.
Dave, shower shoes?
No, I gave up on those long ago.
No, I don't think I ever had shower shoes. You know?
I probably had them in college, but I don't.
Yeah. Where do you stand on you go to a nice restaurant and you bring a bottle of wine?
Trying to think if I've done that. No, I had this as a topic one time because we were at a restaurant with a pretty good wine selection, and people brought a bottle, and they said, and then the bartender like broke the cork.
Ooh.
And it was
intentionally?
No. And
where he was acting. Yeah,
he had to, you know, finagle it to get it out. And I was just thinking, really? I mean, there's plenty of decent wines here. I
vote no.
I vote no, too, because if you're going to a nice restaurant, they've probably got a halfway decent wine selection.
Yeah.
And you get a nice bottle of wine, enjoy it at home.
Okay. Where's the line? Okay. Can I go to a nice restaurant and say, hey, we brought our own dessert?
Yeah. I brought my own steak. Can you fry this up for me, please?
You know, we prepared the steak. We'd like, you know, we really like, we love your Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
So we brought steak. We brought wine.
Yeah.
And we brought some banana cream pie.
Yeah.
We just want the atmosphere and some green beans.
Right. It's not like you, like that bottle is, like if they offer the food that you like that would be a great pairing with the wine, I assume they're going to have the wine or something similar to it.
It's all similar.
What's that?
It's all similar.
Bologna. You want to admit, I finally, for his birthday, bought him a hoity-toity bottle of wine and basically some moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
You have not discussed this on air, right? We talked. I think we talked about it off air, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Well, would you like to admit that the nicer one was much, much better?
No.
It was not.
No, it wasn't. I told you. We had a taste test among about five of us, blind taste test. And the winner for best tasting was the cheap wine.
Get rid of these people. I don't know what you have to do.
Do you ever decant your wines?
Sometimes. Normally, I just want it right there, though.
Yeah.
You know? I have the little contraption. How about you?
Yeah, I've got it. We did, when, I think it was either Christmas Eve or New Year's. No, I think it was Christmas Eve or Christmas. Yeah, I poured it in there. And
how long did you wait?
It was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I'm not that. I don't know the
deal. I like me some good wine. I don't know.
In fairness, I'm leaving it to Dave. I don't think I know the difference.
Yeah, if I have
I don't think the bouquet, like, ooh. we waited just enough time.
I'm not sure if I have it at a half hour,
right.
Hour and a half.
Still tastes good.
I can identify where we are in the progression. Adam, do you love popovers? If so.
Oh, yeah.
From where? Someone suggesting Renaissance Festival, Axel's. Where do you stand on popovers?
The restaurant I was talking about that had the folks brought the bottle of wine in was Jensen Supper Club in Eagan. They've got great popovers.
Popovers.
Yeah, Axel's has great popovers. They're great.
They kind of have a peak moment, though, right? Hot.
Kind of like you in high school.
Puffy. God, I was setting you up for the joke at your expense, and you beat me to it. What do you want on your, you want honey?
Oh, the butter.
Honey?
I mean, the butter that's, yeah, a little, like a little honey butter or.
Why don't we eliminate butter and have honey butter on everything?
Or garlic butter, too.
Garlic butter, Harrigan?
I'm pro garlic butter. Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Timberlodge Steakhouse where they'd give you the big loaf of bread with the garlic butter?
I think they'd do that. And
big knives, too. They had big knives at Timberlodge
Steakhouse. Big knives. Yeah. Tough guy place.
Tough guy town.
Tough guy place. All right. We got plenty of text coming in. Add to us where to get your popovers, you know? 47 past 12. A little sex talk with Carter, too, when we return for Ask Adam Anything on CCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I detest this song.
Keep on rolling.
Roll with the changes.
You guys need help. That's the text for
you
sure.
You guys need help.
That's all true.
Sick puppy.
We don't get enough sick puppies.
He's one sick puppy. You are one sick puppy,
used to
buddy.
Get that a lot. First of all, restaurants mark wine three times the price of liquor stores.
Yes.
Maybe you prefer Boone's Farm. And bringing food into restaurants is a little different than a bottle of wine. Food is regulated by the health department. Okay. Couple things. You need help because I think you missed us joking about food.
Right.
And weren't being serious. And wine is an upcharge. Food is an
yes.
upcharge. Forks and knives is an upcharge. And if it's the third bottle of wine, maybe a little Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
It could be done.
Orange Hurricane.
People are touting the general store in Minnetonka that they have great popovers. That'd be pretty good. Adam, you can only pick one, knowing when you're going to die or knowing how you're going to die. Which is your selection?
Wow. I'm going with how. Because if you know how, it probably...
You just try to avoid it?
Yeah. I mean, couldn't you make an effort to try to avoid that? If it's, you know, obviously if it's cancer or
you're
something.
You're on a cruise but, ship and you drown.
Right, so I'm not, it's not like, well, it's a Colette trip. I'm sure it won't be this one.
yeah, wait a second. Where is it?
Yeah.
It's the Sydney, Australia. Okay, I'm going to take the chance.
Because the learning the how might lead you to when, too.
Yeah, because haven't we talked about this before? Would we want to know when we're going to go? If Dave Harrigan was told, 88. You're dying at 88. Would you want to know?
I think I would.
You?
I think I'd want to get in everything I want to do.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to know.
I don't think I want to know either. What are the last couple months like? Now, maybe you're so sick you know it already. But what if it's then 66? Would you be more inclined to want to know if it's younger? So... You'd quit this popsicle stand and say, I'm going to travel the world and do everything I can because I don't have the extra 20 years.
No, I feel like I'd only want to know if it was going to be older. Then tell me.
I'm just the opposite.
Really?
I think if, you know, they said you only got till 45.
Oof.
See you, Chad. I'm traveling the world.
Yeah.
I think I'm with Dave, too. If you told me
yeah.
I'm 59, it was 65. And I thoroughly enjoy doing this show, and part of it is the two of you. I would say I probably would want to do another year or so, but then I'd want to know and want to spend more time with my family and mm-hmm. friends and all sorts of things. What is Adam's favorite restaurant in downtown Minneapolis?
Oh, Minneapolis. I'm not qualified enough to answer this, I don't think, because I haven't really...
There's a lot of things we opine on where we're not really qualified to answer.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't even been to some of the real...
Okay, what's your favorite place?
Probably if...
Well, your favorite place is O'Donovan's. That's where you've been the most, right?
Of course.
That's where you've hung out the most. But if OD's is out of the picture...
You know, like... Probably, honestly, and I'm like I'm most consistent, and for... I mean, I like steakhouses, so like Murray's to me is a great restaurant.
Murray's is a great restaurant.
Like 112 Eatery.
112 Eatery
is great. But I, you know, I've been to Spoon and Stable, and everybody's like, you know, well, obviously Spoon and Stable's up there, but I've only been like one time, so.
That would be my selection. I think Gavin does a spectacular job.
Right.
But I think Tim Murray and my father and I disagreed on a lot of stuff. Not on Murray.
No.
And the two of us have sat at the bar, what, four or five times?
Mm-hmm.
I think the changes they made with the bar maybe 15 years ago really improved it.
Right.
Yeah. And there's plenty of great places. By the way, there's plenty of just more casual,
absolutely
non-expensive places. All good options. All right. There's a survey about sex. The state ranked for being the most sexually satisfied in the country. What is your guess? 1 to 10. They went with 1's a total snooze. 10, they called it the Chad Hartman. No, they called it an earth-shattering
experience.
It's got
to be California, right?
Oklahoma.
Okay.
At 6.792. Alaska came in last at 2.524. Adam Carter, 1 to 10. How sexually satisfied are you? 1 to 10. Jen's already given me her number.
I know.
Let me just say it's called Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah. I'm a 10.
You're a 10.
Yeah. I get enough. I get all I need. And actually suffered an injury the last time, but that's another matter.
Where?
Where?
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave that up to you.
Speculate. Thank you. Very humble opinion about himself and his
sexual... I'm just talking about my own...
He's the greatest lover ever. I think that's what he told us.
Well, I think he's...
In my own mind.
I think he's giving credit to Jen. She might be a 1.5.
Right.
Let's be clear. That was Dave calling Jen a 1.5.
No, she'd call me a 1.5.
I'm kidding. We already blew by one break. We blew by another. Should we go 50?
How about right about now?
Okay, we'll stop talking. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV. Like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota. Let's go places.